James chapter 1. I really want to start at verse 1, but I think I'm going to pick up at verse. Let me get there in my Bible. I got it on my pad, but I want to look at something a little. James chapter 1. Glory to God. Whoo! God is so good. Let me make this statement. Whatever, are you listening? Whatever is said in here, whatever God has said in here, whatever God has said in here, I don't care who it is and where they come from, how much they got and don't have, want to have and can't have, they can't change it. It has been forever settled. We can't take from it, we can't improve upon it, but we can increase our understanding, our knowledge, our faith, and our action, and increase our lives and all of that from it. But you can't take anything from God. Whoever He is, he's unlimited in whoever He is. And He's God. I want you to understand that. So when we start in this, what we're about to say, I want you to have this in your thinking up front. What God has said is right. So everything else is lying. Amen. All right. So it says in James 1, you notice, I think I'm going to start at verse 4. Actually, let's start at verse 3. Amen. Let's start at verse 3. If y'all can put that up there, James 1 and 3. It said, knowing this, that the trying of your faith work is what? What happened? Noticed. Amen. Come on up, you guys. There you go. Come on up. Knowing this, that the what? Trying. That means the testing or the proving of your faith. When your faith is tested, when your faith is proven, in order for it to be solid faith, you have to have patience. Sell this in your heart. Sell this, and as you feed on the word, sell this in your heart, in your thinking, that what God has said cannot be changed, cannot be diminished in any way, or made out to be a lie. If He said it, it is the truth. If He said it, that is exactly what He would do. If He said it, you can put everything you got on it. Okay? Amen. You can put everything. You can just lay everything. You don't have to try to deal with the realm of reason. What if and all that stuff come from another realm. God said it, He'll do everything. Every word that He given us is every word He has spoken to us. Let me say it like this. The word that He has spoken to us and given to us is in a blood-sworn covenant, blood-sworn oath. And He told Abraham, before I lie or fail, I'll destroy myself. Think about that. Before, if anything about me turn out to be a lie. So He said, Abraham, because I could swear by no greater, I swore by myself, saying, blessing, surely I will bless thee. If anything about God ever turned out to be a lie, God would destroy himself. That's our absolute. That's our absolute. That's our absolute. That's our absolute. His word is. So what do we need to do? He said, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. That when faith is put to work, you have to exercise some patience. Because the enemy is going to come, stuff going to show up. This is sure you say, I'm believing God. Whatever, it may be a spiritual thing, may be a mental thing going on in your life, it may be a physical thing. Maybe it could involve money, it could involve help, it could involve relationship, it could. But if you're believing God, what God has said about relationship, what God has said about life, the enemy is the accuser, and he is the one that brings opposition. And he tried to get in your head, because that's where all the decisions are made. So we're gonna. So his first move is to get in your head and get you to look somewhere else besides to the Word of God and start this what if. Or if I do this, what if? You know, God said, give $1,000, what if? I thought I'd remind you. Because some of you need to act on it. Amen. I know I can get, I'm not going to get a lot of amen. I'm not looking for them. I just know the word is right.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. And so the word really don't need no help, but it'd be good when we agree with it. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith work is what? But do what? Let patience have her what? Let patience have her perfect work. What will patience do? Put you in a place where you're not moved. I don't care. Throw everything you got, Satan. Why you do that? Because I'm in the secret place. I found the refuge. God is my refuge. I'm in the secret place. And throw everything you got. When all your stuff has blown over, I'm still standing there. Because I know my anchor hold and the rock that will never be moved. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. But I'm gonna show you something in the word, and that's why I want to read it, because that don't mean persecution, affliction, all that. That stuff will show up. But if your anchor hold, if your faith is in the word of God, all that stuff will blow over. Hallelujah. It'll prove to be a lie. The reason why people get taken out, because they believe the lie rather than the word of God.